Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You're here with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
Do you remember, Steve, what's important about this week?
No.
It's Rego week.
Yeah, everyone's Rego's due. Mick's Rego's due, your Rego's due.
Mine, yes, yours. No, what is it?
The biggest event of the European calendar.
Eurovision.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, I hear Jessica Mowboy's in the grand final.
It's not hard. Australia always gets in the grand final.
Isaiah last year didn't do it, right?
He got in the grand final.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That bloody Zach bloke who's crazy.
What's
that? Like Zach bloke who's...
What's Zach?
He won...
Zach.
Yeah, he won the Voice.
I don't know. The Voice? What's the Voice? Is that a TV show?
He had a Jewish name. You know, something Zach Lum.
Jewish Zach.
Zachariah? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I can't remember. All I can remember is... He come from
did
the
he make
or one of these?
Yeah,
he got talent.
Oh, that's a sire.
Yeah,
yeah, that was that guy.
Just
yeah,
talking about.
Talking about the same person. He's not Jewish either. I don't think he's definitely not Jewish.
He's got black long hair.
Yeah, not Jewish. No,
that's stereotyping.
No, that's a Jewish name.
Yeah, it is. I know.
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
I
he's got a Jewish name. Correct. Yes. Yeah, so does that make him Jewish? Then if you get a Jewish name,
don't know.
No. Because I used to know a bloke.
We'll find some Eurovision songs for later for Mick, because he loves Eurovision, so we'll give him some
exciting
Eurovision goodness.
Has anyone been watching it?
No. But however...
But go Australia.
So go Australia.
Go Jessica Mowboy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, big show this week, though. The budget was this week.
Ah, yes.
Mick wants to talk about that.
Are you mad about the budget, Mick? Oh, that's a surprise.
That's all you need. Yeah. Exciting.
So that's coming up.
Being paid to... Extra $20 million paid for psych problems.
Isn't that good, though?
That's good.
No. They don't even touch the sides.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
It's probably a good point, actually.
Also, a lot's been happening in sport, I believe.
The controversial grand final last week.
Yeah, we were head kick.
Yeah, that was actually quite brutal, actually.
I saw that. I didn't think it was bad as they made it out. It was an
accident. I don't know. I will kick you in the face in a second and just see if it's not too bad.
No, but we'll probably get it into
the guy looked
sport,
like a mummy.
But I feel
anyway.
He didn't do it on purpose.
No, not really. No, I think that's. He was in the passion of the moment.
He was trying to do a kickback.
No, I think he was just trying to kick the ball in the
goal.
Yeah,
kicking.
Or the goalkeeper, one of the two, whichever came first.
Whichever he hit first. Also, the latest in the local area. I'm sure there's a lot happening as well. And television. And.
Much more.
Yeah.
And the cold snaps back too. It's cold again.
It's pretty cold out.
No, it's not cold.
It is.
Nick, it is freezing.
Freezing. It's going to be 20 degrees today, though. 20 degrees today, which I think is still cold, though.
It's quite freezing, because it's more chilly wind freezing than...
Yeah, you know. It's the wind chill that's killing us.
Yeah.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn, Mick and Steve. It is time for sport.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Mick. Yes.
What's the difference between a tree and a sportsman?
I don't know.
With a tree, it drops its leaves, and with a sportsman, it can be a leaf.
I don't get that one. What do you mean? It can be a leaf?
Yeah. What do trees have? Leaves.
Yeah.
And they drop them, don't they?
Yeah.
Sportsmen can be a leaf, but they don't get dropped.
I don't know, if they're on the Australian cricket team, they can get dropped.
Or if they're a boxer.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They just don't drop out of sight as they're playing their sport.
No, but Mick, they can take their ball and go home, so... Anyway, you didn't get that joke? Okay.
What about you?
That went over Mick's head, wow.
No, wow, it's a Sydney Comedy Festival this week, but I didn't realise it was like the jokes that no one gets segment. That's definitely taking it to the next level.
Okay, people who have jokes, ring in and say...
Please don't ring with your jokes. No, we don't want your jokes on.
You know the number?
What is the number, Mick?
Okay. Number.
Bugger, we don't have the number. But the biggest news in sport this week, though, is the world snooker champion decided that if he would win, he was going to have his press conference as a streaker.
That's all right.
To be honest, a little bit uncomfortable at the minute. I wouldn't have wore the towel. I ordered off bar you and I had to put the towel around, otherwise I would have just walked in just crying. But to be honest, if I won this next year, I'd do it again. I'd come a cartwheel around there naked next year.
So next year, naked cartwheels if he wins again.
Did he come out streaking the first time?
No, I think he made a commitment if he would win, he would do the press conference naked.
Next year, if you win.
Yeah. Next year, he'll get the naked cartwheels. Okay. So you'll have to wait, Mick, if you want the naked cartwheels next year.
No. Otherwise, he'd be...
So he'll be a leash.
To be...
You might be wearing a leash.
I don't get the leafing, Mick.
A leash.
Okay.
It's a new way of doing it, though, because you can't get fined as a sports player doing the streaking, right? I don't think it's going to take off, though.
No, it's sport.
Maybe with snooker players.
If it's cricket or football, streaking's part of the game.
It's part of the spirit.
For the spectators, not the players.
Yeah, the potatoes get... The potatoes get to look, and so do the players.
Okay.
There'll be a lot of potatoes, yes.
A lot of potatoes going on. Last night, big news in the AFL. Steve, you love the Swans.
Love the Swans. Did they win?
79-71. That is a very close match, actually. Hawks were in front most of the match until the Swans just kicked the goal in.
Buddy's the best.
No, he wasn't the best last night, actually. It was some other guy.
Yeah, Buddy hadn't been there.
So it was Buddy's Buddy. Okay.
Yeah, Buddy's not the Buddy.
As long as the Swans won, that's good.
Yeah. League last night. And the Giants played today versus the Eagles.
Great. Go Giants.
Go Giants, you reckon?
Yeah.
So we're the Giants now. That's Giants Western Suburbs, isn't it?
I don't know. It's some team that the AFL made up. Sydney. But it's meant to be Western Sydney, yeah.
Oh, right.
It was a new team, right? It's only about 5 years old, so it's a made-up team.
They were leading at one stage.
And no, they're serious contenders.
At the top of the table, as they should be. Lost one game or two games, and they went down to fourth. Well, they are now.
Yeah.
Where are they on the table?
Oh, well, I'll just bring up my my table I keep with me at all times, Mick.
Hopefully they're doing very well on the table.
They're not doing very well on the table. They're sixth. The Swans are in fifth. But to be fair... 3 to 5 are the same points. So Richmond and the West Coast Eagles are at the top. So the Giants have got a big test today. The Giants have a big test playing West Coast today, though, right?
Lucky so they're Giants then. So.
Well, they may not be Giants because
they're not as good as
we don't know. We'll find out today. No, this is the whole point.
They're the favourites to take the trophy.
So well, yeah, they're the same with the Swans
before
too.
Before the season started.
So I think the two Sydney teams in a city that no one really cares about AFL are actually two of the best teams in the competition. And then Melbourne's good in the NRL. I don't understand.
We don't want Melbourne to be good in the NRL.
No.
We want all the Sydney teams. Like the Tigers, they're doing very good, out
here. They are. They won against the Cowboys on Thursday night.
As soon as they got rid of the coach, the old coach from last year, they've done very well. The coach was the biggest problem.
Is it? I think it's more of the players, though.
Nah. That's how you... If you've got a good coach, you should be able to... Pick how he can get the best out of you and keep doing it.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't keep telling people that crap and all this and do this and...
Well, no. It would not be good for morale.
Doesn't help, no. The Bulldogs, we were saying, were crap last week, but however, they're doing quite well this week. obviously, they didn't listen to us, and they defeated the Eels this week, which wasn't hard.
They're still above the Eels, two off the bottom again.
It was the bottom of the ladder derby, right? It was a very serious match there. Like, who's going to get the wooden spoon this year? And the Panthers over the Knights. Pretty exciting stuff.
Your team's
what's going on?
The Dragons, and they've got a game. They could be.
Be able to tell me.
Dragons.
They could be 2 points in front of the Panthers.
Newcastle. Yeah. Any Newcastle soccer came last year and came second this year in the trophy.
That's amazing.
Last year, Newcastle League did very bad. Now, how high are they? They were doing very well.
Newcastle.
So there's something about Newcastle.
Something's in the water this year.
Yeah.
Mm. Not doing that well, Mick. But doing better than they were last year. But the problem is very close on the NRL ladder as well. Like, you know, between the Dragons, the best team in the world.
Oh, of course. Clearly,
obviously. Well, they're number one, for saying, quietly.
For now.
Who's a Dragons fan here?
That's one.
The guy that's promoting them very hard.
they're only 6 points in front of the Knights, who are in 10th place. So it's a very close ladder.
Yeah.
It's very competitive.
We'll see how they go. But then Dragons normally do this anyway. They'll be at the
That's never happened before. We've never won the minor premiership, then lost the grand final. That's never happened. Often.
I think you have.
About three or four times.
The time they had the 11 grand finals in a row, I think you'll find they did win a pre-season final.
All right.
Yeah. But 11 grand finals in a row was a different time, though, right?
I was there when
it's like happened. How the Australians always win the Australian Open.
No, they don't win it.
Well, because they let the other players from outside Australia turn up the Australian Open.
The reason
why... Are you saying Ben or non-Australians?
Well, that used to work in the old days, right? Yes.
No.
Because they reckon Australia, the Open was too far for a lot of players to come.
Yeah.
So they couldn't actually get there. So obviously they didn't have the best players at the Australian Open. So until the Open era in the late 70s, they weren't the best players in the Australian Open. So that means the Australian Open always had Australian players winning because, like, there's a couple of international players, but there wasn't...
Now it's open to all.
But remember the days.
It's what aeroplanes, right, too, right? Yeah. So you had to go on a boat for a month to come play tennis. Yeah. So.
Davis Cup.
Back in the
1900s. In the 60s and 70s, the ones who dominated were Australia and America.
Yeah.
Now you see who's dominating. Not America, not Australia. It's the rest of the country, world.
So yeah, because they're now playing tennis. That's the thing, right? Because tennis is one of those sports that the richer you are.
French and yeah.
But it's a rich man's sport, right?
Oh, yeah. Like golf.
Hmm.
Or polo.
Water polo? Or?
No, horse polo.
Oh, the... Yeah.
Hmm. They have to have 7 horses in for 1 person, generally, or something like that.
Really?
So they can change over. Because I did some video work, Australia versus England in polo. And guess who won?
England.
No, Australia.
Okay. A lot of sport to cover.
You know the sport I love is tennis, because there's a lot of loving in there.
Well, that's 40 love.
Yeah, 50 love. It's an orgy when it gets 50 love.
Wow, that's horrible. Okay.
Anyway, football.
Here there was a head kick this week.
There was one in the grand final, apparently.
Card issued the 17th grand final history for the late arrival on Lawrence Thomas, and it's Roy O'Donovan who gets his marching orders.
And he got red carded off the match in the grand final, really? In the last minutes. Well, to be fair, it was a couple of minutes. It was desperation times.
For an accidental head kick.
But it was too high. You can't
he
play.
He might have thought the head was a ball.
Was he doing gymnastics?
No, he went to kick the ball in the air.
It's not gymnastics, Steve. Like, no, it's that. Football, and you like if you're above your waist.
But I think.
What about the bloke who did the scorpion kick?
But he wasn't in the head territory.
I feel like the commentators and
it came off a head.
It was disgraceful.
The umpire or the referees are over exaggerating.
No, it was. Have you ever been hit with football boots?
Yes,
I'll bring some in next week if you like.
I have, but
yeah. Yeah, like they hurt, and your face.
It's not like you did it on purpose.
But like,
there's a difference.
If you kept your leg below your waist,
he went to kick the ball. What do you want him to do?
It's like ice hockey or hockey. You're not allowed to lift the hook thing.
Yeah, you can't hit people with it, obviously.
No, but you can't not allowed to hit it. Lift it higher than waist level, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
You can't kick. You kick the ball,
he
not the head.
The ball. He didn't mean to kick him in the head. There's a difference.
He didn't mean to.
Did it on purpose.
But the problem is that it's your responsibility not to kick people in the head.
But he was going for the ball. He wasn't.
Yeah, but he wasn't very good at aiming, was he?
He should have moved his leg.
I think he mistimed it.
Oh, of course he did.
In desperation, but you just can't do that.
I think you can do that.
No, you can't, because you get a red card and get kicked off the ground, Steve.
Okay. What do you want to do, not go for the ball?
Yeah, the ball's fine, yeah, but just don't kick him in the head.
Don't go for the ball when the ball's next to the bloke's head.
No, but he didn't anticipate it was going to be his head instead of the ball.
To be fair, they feel gypped a little bit because...
He might have had the same pattern on his head because he's been... kicking it.
And maybe. He thought the ball was a guy's head. No, but he was... I think they're over-exaggerating.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
If he did it on purpose, I can understand. But he was going for the ball. The guy...
I think he'd done it.
The goalie happened to be in the way of the ball.
I don't think there was complete malicious intent, but he didn't... He should get a red card and be booted off.
Really? Aussie rules...
It's like a head-high tackle, right?
Then give him a red card for doing something else. That's stupid.
In Aussie rules...
A red card for accidentally kicking a guy in the head when you're going for the ball.
Okay, can I say something?
I think there's a new sport you just invented, brutal soccer.
Yeah. In Aussie rules...
Ultimate soccer league.
When you pass a ball...
Yes.
You punch the ball, and if anyone's behind your hand, you can go bang, knock them out.
Yeah, and then that's an accident. You shouldn't be in trouble for that.
But they've been making it against the law.
Okay, well, there you go. It's accidental negligence, I think. There you go.
That's one way to put it. Now, the biggest controversy in the grand final, too, was the VAR failed. So it actually could have been a Newcastle win.
Yeah.
Because the goal was off. The goal that won it was offside.
So it was 3 offside.
Well, the goal that actually counted, because only 1-0 match.
People offside.
Oh, yeah. So that should have been called out as offside. Actually didn't get picked up by the video because the video was broken down.
They should recall it and do it again.
Yeah.
They should.
He's a Socceroos coach about on VAR, is what he thinks.
You have to keep the charming things of football, you know. And you also must have the situation that you have to shout about things happening and that people are talking about situations in the cafes and journalists are discussing things. We must not have a situation that you cannot discuss anything anymore.
Because basically, I think the idea is that the controversy makes the game interesting. If the VAR was always correct, what would you put in the paper the next week?
Nothing. Good game.
What would you talk about?
How would you like to
get it wrong?
How would you like to lose a game just because someone else did something wrong and they still had it classed as a win?
Yeah, but it works both ways, right? Because you win some, you lose some.
No, it's not right.
It's not right.
There's money being bet on to a thing, and
don't bet on stuff.
That, you will be sued for negligent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because
I think that's part of the game.
Negligence on their part, where they didn't check and see if there was anyone offside, and even the refs knew there were people offside.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. But it's they took the sports always been
win and took away the chance of the other people winning. So they manipulated the game.
No, manipulated the game. The ref just made a bad call.
The game to, might have just been an oversight, I think.
No, it's still manipulating the game. Because when you're both hyped up and you're just about to score a goal and you think you scored a goal and they take it away from you, you go, and you give up. A lot of teams give up.
But you can't. That's the whole point of the game. But you're a terrible coach, Mick.
Just give up.
Just give up. You lost the point. But to be fair, the best team did win because Melbourne was playing better than the Newcastle.
Right.
So
Melbourne comes from Mexico. Newcastle comes from the heavens.
Or Melbourne, Florida, you know. Yeah. But either way.
Now, the day-night test is over too, by the way. There's going to be no day-night test in Adelaide this year.
Oh, really?
The biggest event in the Adelaide calendar every year.
Yeah, the Indians are not going to play with the pink ball.
Why?
Because they don't like it.
They've never played with it before, and they're.
It's not the same.
Sounds
as
like
as
a very weird
ball?
Sentence, actually.
Is it the same as the other balls? Like, what's the difference?
It's pink. They haven't had it at night, I think, and that's the tricky bit.
Oh, you said that last week. Yeah,
so basically, they decided no. But the Australian Cricket Board is trying to push for the ICC to say, if you're hosting it, you decide what time you play the games.
Yeah, that's fine.
There used to be
makes a bit of sense.
I don't see a problem.
They used to use a white ball at night.
Oh yeah.
But the white ball blends into the.
The lights.
Yeah. And it's a test match, so it's going to be a bit more, I don't know, something about test matches need to be
right
a bit more special.
Right test on it, then.
No, you have flashing lights on it. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
You've seen those balls that the kids play with? They flash in the dark.
You use one of those. Yeah, those little ones that you hit and they, like, sparkle up. Yeah, my niece
Use
one
of those. Shut up.
Anyway. Israel Folau in the news again this week.
I don't know what happened this time.
Apparently, he's still on his same-sex marriage crusade. He's been tweeting a link to a sermon warning against tolerating same-sex marriage.
They should get someone else to say.
But he's allowed to say that, is he not?
Yeah, he's allowed to say it, but there should be people counter saying religion shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, but he's entitled to his opinion. No one can tell him what to say.
So obviously.
He's not bringing the football game in dispute, right, or anything?
Disrepute.
Yeah, disrepute.
No, I just think he's a different view of everyone else, I think.
Well, there you go.
But obviously, he really has made. You know, more controversy, apparently.
I know, we've got it in TV as well.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do in TV? Oh, wow, okay. It's full of controversy.
Carl Stefanovic is not happy.
Winx, best racehorse in the world.
Better than Black Caviar?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
No, Black Caviar won all these races.
He sounds
her
classier.
Races.
Winx is a bit.
Winx. Yeah. Winx. Not really a fan of that name, to be honest.
You're not?
No, Black Caviar sounds more badass, I guess.
Yeah.
No, sounds a bit Black classy, Caviar. High end.
No, Black
Winx
Caviar
is a bit like
won all the races in a row.
Oh, really?
Right.
Well, that's a better statistic.
The other one, won, lost, then run all the things in a row.
Oh, and so it's not really a streak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, have you heard of the word Helmety before?
No.
Any ideas?
It's a German name.
Helmety.
Helmety, Helmety,
it's
about
F1.
Is that that cap thing they put over their face before they put on the helmet?
No.
Oh, it's not the halo.
No, it's the new shoey.
Is it?
What's a shoey? I don't know.
Shoey.
Don't know what a shoey is.
Shoe.
Haven't you ever drunk out of a shoe?
Oh, when they drink out of it after they win. Right, yeah.
Which is disgusting, by the way. I don't understand.
How do you know it's his own? How do you know that shoe has been used? It might not be used. It might be all lined with plastic and he drinks it out of that.
It probably is.
No, I don't think it is, actually. I think it actually generally is the shoe. It would be un-Australian to
put
it in
a plastic liner
so
in a shoe.
So what's this new thing they're replacing?
So Ricardo did joke about the fact that he might have to do a helmety because someone's actually trademarked the word shoey. And he doesn't obviously merchandise and sales and stuff like that. So he has made the joke that he might do a helmety instead.
Shoey is
I don't
a
know,
form
you, which is worse?
Or a tyree, I think, would be great.
What is worse, drinking out of your shoe or your helmet, is the question.
I think a shoe would be worse. No. Because the worst thing you're going to get in a helmet is sweat and maybe some hair or something.
You get the same thing in you.
No, but you're going to get like foot sweat and like fungus and all that stuff.
No, fungus won't be there.
I'm kidding. I think...
So the F1 basically is licensed Chewy in 25 countries for merchandise.
There's sales. A Chewy helmet anyway. Mm. That might be where the controversy lies.
Here's a radical thought. What about a glass?
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, a glass shoe.
Glass shoe, yes.
And look for the princess.
Yes. Makes perfect sense.
The F1 princess.
Yeah.
Right.
And
they should change it up, maybe.
Controversy in AFL this week as well.
I'm here because I won't be silenced anymore. And what has happened has been a continuous breach of human rights. I have suffered extreme racism during my time in the AFL and post my career from the AFL until this very day.
That is Gold Coast Suns player Joel Wilkinson claiming he's going to take legal action against the AFL for racial discrimination.
I'd like to know the inner workings of it. Is it specifically like anyone in there
racism.
Or the club or... How's this? Who's he exactly?
You were saying the crowds are doing it, the club people were doing it, and the other.
Yeah, that's fine, but could it be just in general conversation as joking, or is it like targeted?
Racially? I think it's actually like some crowds can be rather nasty at times, but I don't know if the AFL can control the crowd.
Can you really sue the. Well, you can't really sue the crowd, but.
Well, maybe you should. That would stop people. That would stop people doing stupid stuff.
It's the same thing happened with Adam Goods, right? When he was.
Yeah, but if you sue them and come from a poor society where they've got no money, what do? You get nothing.
But it's more of a moral thing, I think, to be honest. I don't think he's doing it for financial reasons, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's basically saying other players on numerous occasions, vilification, harassment, racial, sexual, religious grounds by AFL staff.
Yeah.
It's pretty some big, bold claims there.
AFL might need to check out their, code of conduct or...
They might say... If he's a person, he might wanted to go to pray somewhere, and they said, no, you can't pray there. It's discrimination. You can pray over there.
But I think he's saying it's actually where people have been directly making abuse towards him, I think.
Okay.
It's not saying that he can't do certain things, or I don't know if he... There's been no mention about whether he would pray or not pray in a certain place, but...
Yeah, I don't know that.
I think it's really difficult on how you control that in an environment like an AFL club, where, like, you know, if he's saying crowds as well... But players and staff.
Aren't the crowds have the right? Aren't people allowed to have their own opinions?
Not when you're just being maliciously racially.
Especially
viable.
If it's on multiple occasions as well.
Yeah, like you just can't sit there and just say certain things in society. Not allowed. Not legally allowed, Mick.
Yeah.
There is limits to freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of speech in the country, technically.
No.
We don't have freedom in here anyway.
But the thing is, you can't just. And it's not polite either, right?
No.
You know, and the thing is, and this is a case, he's an employee of the AFL, so the AFL has to have an environment where he goes to work without being harassed.
Oh, well, that's it.
We have to wait.
So they've got a legal obligation the AFL has to actually...
But we have to see what he says and what comes up in court, because what comes up might be only his own interpretation.
I think he's spot on the money. I do think that he's probably quite true in the fact that there's a lot of comments and things made in a change room or in a team that is probably not very appropriate in certain situations.
Mm,
But sometimes it's used for bonding.
Yeah.
You mean like locker room?
But the question is, I think the issue he's raising, though, is it
so
right?
So you become one team and everyone
Yeah, but that
works.
Can only go so far, you know?
Like, yeah.
Clearly it's hurting him emotionally or physically, who knows?
Depends on what
not
they
any
said.
Not many white guy jokes going around, is there?
Yes, there is.
That's what we need, more of those.
Well, yes, Mick's got that covered, but...
But I think that's what it is. He's being harassed, and he's got a right to put the claim. Mm. And the AFL has to do something about it.
But a lot of white people
And they should
get
do something about it, if it's true.
But what about all the white people get harassed as well?
Well, not many white people get harassed.
Yes, a lot of white people do.
This is like the men and women
What happened in school? What happened in school with you? Did you get harassed?
Not because I was white.
Yeah,
did you get bullied?
Not I was of course.
Yeah, so
not because I was white, though. But like,
no matter.
No, one ever came to me. Hey, Whitey. Actually, my brother used to be called Whitey, but he has very fair hair.
Ah, that's why.
Maybe that's why I called him Whitey. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah. But don't forget. Different...
But there is.
Oh, ghosty.
Ghosty, yeah.
But different times, Mick. Like...
Yeah. No, it's still harassment. Or
no, just... I meant there's still harassment, but different times. Now it's taken more seriously. Where back in your day, or even probably Glennon.
What about when you get these trolls online?
What?
Trolls online. You know a troll?
Oh, yeah.
Under bridges, right?
And
that's all for sport, I think.
Trolls online, yeah.
Your local station, 89.3 2GLF.
So big news, Mick, this week. You're mad. The budget.
The budget.
How was it? Were you...
You get a tax cut.
I don't get a tax cut.
We don't pay any tax, Mick, so that's probably the problem.
No, but the people who get tax cuts, the more money you pay, the more money you get back. It should be... The people who need the tax cuts should get, at the lower income, should get twice the amount as the higher income.
That's being a little bit devious there, Mick.
$1,000, the highest income people are getting $1,000 tax back. The lowest people in the income who pay tax are getting $400 or $510.
But this is the
fundamental. Who needs more money?
This is the fundamental.
These are the lowest paid people out, and they're asking, they want more money for low paid people. For wage rises, everyone's been complaining about how poor the New Start allowance is.
That is a disgrace.
So
there's no other way to put it.
You should be giving the people who need the money, and give the people who make heaps of more money none or very little tax back.
Well, that's pretty much what they've done though for the next couple of years. That's what they have done.
Yeah, and when does it come in? Next year. That's a lot of crap.
Well, next year.
That is a lot of crap.
But the tax cut comes next year.
Bill said he's going to give everyone, for 10 million people, double it. So everyone's going to get $1,000. Everyone.
Everyone gets a flat screen TV, right?
I didn't get a flat screen TV.
Why not?
But this is the fundamental difference between Labor and Liberal out of this budget, right?
It's Liberals is taking the money away from the poor and giving it to the rich.
Taking the money away from the poor because the rich pay the money to the taxes, Mick.
Okay, if you had no poor people, how many people would be rich?
What do you define as rich,
gave
though,
everyone, If you gave you everyone $1 million, everyone would be a millionaire.
What do you
but they wouldn't be rich, would they?
But we're not talking about...
Because everyone's the same level.
Yeah, but that's status.
But we're not talking about millionaires here, right? Some of the...
This is what the tax...
Because this is
tax.
Bracket creep, right? This is the thing that the government's trying
crap.
To address.
This is crap.
No.
Buddy, you get the...
It's a pretty simplistic argument you've got. You sound like Bill Shorten.
That's why everyone picks on him.
Yeah.
This is exactly why they pick on him.
No, but what you get...
These poor arguments of rich first poor nonsense.
Mr Turnbullus.
but Turnbull's basically
Turnbull
given a Labor
had
budget.
A go at Labor about taking the franking credits off. What does he do? Yeah. Takes the money away from the pensioners, their subsidies. Who's worth more? Who needs more? Pensioners or... The higher income
Yeah, but Bill Shorten's plan takes it off low income people as it does higher income people.
But he's going to...
Because he hasn't got the plan, right?
What you're going to do is find out that Bill will give a subsidy to the low income people.
But
people on pensions. And they haven't even written the pensions for 3-4 years.
Didn't the older Australians win out of this, though?
No, the only ones who win are the rich people. And that's all it is.
That's not true, Mick, because that is just nonsense.
That's not nice.
Because the tax cut actually that the Liberal Party is giving is actually their first tranche of tax cuts that they're going to have for the election is actually focused at low-income people.
No.
That is. It's the ones lower in future tax
Not low-income people. Low to middle-income people.
This is where you don't listen sometimes, Mick.
Low to middle-income.
What's wrong with middle-income? They pay taxes. They're doing it tough.
Yeah.
Because you remember, everyone's taxes go up every year, right, Mick?
No, it's only when you move up, if you get bracket creep.
No, but the problem is, people are in bracket creep now aren't particularly high-income people. This is what the issue the government's trying to
address.
They are
in low-income.
You got the problem wrong there, Mick. I think the government's saying is that the tax bracket at 37 cents in a dollar now is covering a lot more people than it used to. Because basically, inflation means that the taxes are increasing. Because they don't index the tax thresholds, right? So the tax thresholds don't index. So everyone actually is getting a tax hike for years now. Mm. Middle-income Australia has been getting a tax hike for the best part of half a decade.
When you're going to spend $80 billion on bloody the biggest end of town who rip people off and they don't give a damn about the economy, getting tax breaks, that is wrong.
They're not getting a tax break.
They are getting tax breaks.
No.
They're getting $80 billion reduced from their taxing, and they are still ripping off people.
No poor people rip off people?
Rip off poor people when they need the
money. They have very low value. But, Mick...
We've lost the feudal system, and it's called economics.
But
rich people rule the world, just like in the feudal system, just like in the other systems, in the communist system. The higher you're in the
human nature, isn't it?
No, it's very poor.
Because we're kind of one of the richest countries in the world. Even our poor are richer than the most poor people in the world.
Mm. Not when you've got 150.
Like, we all buy $10 toasters, Mick, don't we?
Pepper?
Like that is a big truth for the world today, right?
What?
Well, there's a lot of poor people in the world, and basically if you live in a Western country, you take the labour of people that are much worse off than you to get cheap goods and services.
Not all.
Most things, if you go to the shop lately, most of them come from countries other than Australia.
Who can't afford...
It'd be pretty hard to find
something. What about the people living under the bridges? People living under the bridges at Liverpool.
They get more than people that live in a lot of countries in the world, Mick.
And
if they went to St. Lake and paid for their money, they get more money.
These blokes coming from in the boat saying, oh, we can't have the children being in this type of condition because it affects their mental health. Mm-hmm. But you got kids living under bridges with their children, and what about their mental health? They don't give a stuff about Australians, but they give a stuff about people coming in from overseas who coming from.
Sound like Pauline Hanson.
I'm sure they care about Australians. No. That's not nice.
They sold off all the mental places in Sydney. Callan Park was one of them. We put everyone out in houses and they lived together. All fell through. And now they haven't got Callan Park or the mental places. Mm. And now they said, oh, we have to put $20 million to fix it up. $20 million will never fix anything up like that.
That's a lot of money.
Mick is mad this week.
Well, it's in the segment title.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
But lots happening in the area this week, Steve?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of community involvement this week, it seems like. There's a couple of things residents can do. Residents can have their say on names of parks at 50 locations across Liverpool.
I can see Parky McPark face coming on here.
It has to be. Or like Biggie Park, but like as the rapper, you know, Biggie.
Oh.
Biggie Park. Anyway.
They should give... We could help them out, really. If they need any help with naming, let us know. We're happy to help at any time.
Well, Glenn, there are some stipulations.
Apparently, yeah, I did read this in another naming contest, and I think they're now putting rules in to avoid a repeat of Ferry McFerry Face.
Which is a smart idea.
It is stupid. Ferry McFerry Face is awesome. Can't believe they're getting rid of it.
Yeah, it is. But unfortunately, in Liverpool...
It cost $110,000 to run that thing.
Yeah, it's okay. I entertained me
cost
for 10 minutes.
Cost taxpayers $110,000.
Well, yeah, but I'm entertained, Mick, and that's what I pay my taxes
to
pay, for.
I'm willing to contribute.
I'm not willing to play.
I'm willing to contribute if it's a good name.
Exactly.
However, parks...
They could have Rapper Park.
Rapper Park.
Yeah.
Or Glad Park.
Glad Park.
No, yeah. I think she's...
Because you're always glad in a park, aren't you?
Park Lattice, no.
Okay.
They were talking about... There was something similar in...
I've opened the floodgates here.
It was a park in Australia somewhere. I think it was in New South Wales. I'm not sure where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But there was high-rise buildings.
Sydney.
It was up at Queensland.
Oh.
Now I know.
You don't think of high-rise buildings in Queensland.
And
Gold Coast?
They had this park, had a concrete slab, and the kids used to play handball on it. The council come along and ripped it up and said, oh, we're moving it.
Oh.
And the kids lost their handball park. And you have a look around, all there is tall buildings all around.
Oh.
That's not right. You should have recreational...
They can't still play handball?
No, not on grass or on dirt.
Yeah, I
don't know. First world problem.
Maybe on the footpath? Are there any footpaths? Yeah,
there was only... The only footpaths are coming into the park and going through the park.
Oh, yeah, that'd be inconvenient to other people. Yeah,
and with the way high rises are getting everywhere, there'll be no open area, open
there
spaces.
Is a lack of space. Of, yeah. Yes.
Well,
and this is destruction of open space recreation.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
In other news this week too, we heard about Amazon last week as well, but they're not the only people coming to Liverpool.
Oh, really?
There is at least apparently four of these logistics centres opening in the area.
What's this?
Well, Amazon, we mentioned last week, is opening a fulfillment centre in Liverpool.
Amazon. Oh, yeah.
The jungle, right?
eBay.
on the internet. You know the internet? You heard of it?
Oh, is that the ones they send by drums?
Yeah, basically. But there's going to be another couple of them opening up to later this year. The mayor thinks it will become a fulfillment centre, a logistics hub for the southwest. Logistics hub for the southwest.
A fulfillment?
Where you fulfill your online orders. You'd be fulfilled.
Oh, right.
You'd be satisfied with the outcome.
I don't know. I've got some online orders sometimes, and I'm not fulfilled. Sometimes you get it like, that wasn't right.
Take it back to the upset factory.
Yeah, but the problem is it's too hard to post back, so kind of you get to return anything online.
No, I'm not going to bother, to be honest.
Too much hassle.
You ring them up and get your money sent back.
What is that?
Yeah, but then you've got to return it and go back to the post office. Who wants to go to the post office at any point of the day?
No.
That's typical of a millennial, isn't it?
Well, typical of anyone.
I don't think anyone goes wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to go to the post office today and just check out the stamp collection.
I go to the post office and post my letters.
I go to the post office during my work hour and that's it. Like, who has time after? No.
Who wants to go to the post
office? Then there's a 24-hour post office, I think.
Because I can bring you money.
That's a good idea. Or maybe just open on a Sunday.
Or on a Sunday.
Or after 1 o'clock on a Saturday.
That would be good. 1 o'clock? The one in my area is 12.
Oh, wow. You're deprived.
Do you know your area is worth is one of the million-dollar places?
I know. It's very pricey. $1 million.
Yeah. I can't see why.
Steve lives there, that's why.
Yes, as soon as I went there, this house was skyrocketed.
That's it. I went, we're living near Steve. He's a superstar. He's on that radio stuff.
All being brainwashed.
Well, that's exactly what we do on this show, right?
That's it. Subliminal messages. Yes, also part two of the community engagement, though. The community is being invited to offer feedback on Liverpool's future as part of the Liverpool Council's delivery program for the 2017-21. Well, they've already started that, so you can still contribute.
When are they getting... If they're getting engaged, when are they getting married?
Engaged?
Yeah, engaging the public.
Maybe when they divorce. Anyway, and also the operational plan for 2018-2019 are now on public exhibition. The plans provide information on council services, projects, programs, and many, many other things.
Now, there has been a public meeting forum. 80 residents attended at Carnes Hill to discuss the concerns about Ed Park, Emerson Park.
Oh, yes.
The car parking there apparently is up to the locals still.
You said Emerson Park and Larker Junior?
No.
I don't get that.
Anyway, so basically they're trying to push for faster development of parks and recreational spaces in the area.
Oh, good.
And also to try to resolve the problem of the... lack of parking at Edmonton Park Station. So that's upsetting the residents.
Are they putting up a new... They're going to put a new car park up there.
Well, Transport New South Wales actually made a bit of a revelation.
Last week they talked about it.
No, that was the Labor Party saying they would do it if they get elected. No, State Labor Party was.
No, the Liberals said it.
No, they didn't say it last week. That was the Labor Party that said it last week. This week, though, Transport for New South Wales said that they will work with council on some quick interim low-cost parking solutions.
Hmm.
Which means you probably have to find a bit of block of land not developing on and you might walk a bit.
Yeah.
The council, though, said they welcome the commitment, but they need a multi-storey car park now, which is...
Yeah, because they use Glenfield all the time.
Ah, well, you shouldn't be using...
Up there.
But they've built the car park. It's already there.
They were making it bigger. That's what they were talking about.
Yeah, it was the Labor Party, though.
No, it was...
She's not mentioned it yet.
She did.
I reckon the election's coming up. I reckon she'll come around and say that soon, but...
Yeah,
no, she's already said it.
Nah, she hasn't. This is why would Labor make the promise if she's already said it?
Because she's going to be kicked out in the next election, which is not very far away, and now carry it through.
Yeah, maybe.
They make all these promises. Seriously.
I don't know. Just get the bus. That's my solution.
Well, today you can get the bus.
Well, walk.
It's hard to park a bus anywhere.
Yeah, you can park it wherever you like.
So not your own bus, though, Mick. Please don't take your own bus.
Yes. Now with the change in weather, snakes are alive.
Snakes are alive? No, they aren't.
Yes. Snakes, they need to find different areas to live now because of the change in weather. One local Fairfield resident received... I find this funny because a Fairfield resident received a note under their door saying from an anonymous person that a snake has slithered in their garage.
No, it's all right. They make good pets.
Slithery snake.
I feel like if that was the case and the person saw it, wouldn't they knock on the door rather than just writing a note?
He might have been going to work and had no time.
Well, quickly, hey, there's a snake in your garage. Either way. So, yes, be wary that snakes will be about as the changing weather. It does affect their living habitat.
They usually go to sleep, but always be aware. Snakes, if they are warm, will not hurt you because you can scare them. Okay. Where... The only time they're not scared is when they're in mating season, and this is not mating season.
That's because they're busy, Mick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, remember the recent fires?
Yes.
Around the Bottle Grove and Holsworthy areas?
Well, you got caught lighting them, did you?
No. But the koalas have escaped to Wattlegrove, sunny Wattlegrove, instead.
Really?
Because of the fire there in the military reserve, they decided, getting a bit hot around here, and they walked down to across to Wattlegrove. Apparently there's been sightings throughout Wattlegrove of the koalas in the neighbourhood, which is the first time ever, I think. And the council also held a thank you event to the firefighters who helped out during that period.
Did you see that?
And there's been no word yet on whoever lit the fire, Mick.
Did you see the koalas going into the shop?
No.
There was a koala in the shop. Yeah, it was.
Oh, yes, I've seen that, Mick.
It was only recently. So all the tourists are going to come over here to see kangaroos running down the main street and koalas going shopping.
Are they buying caramello koalas?
Nah, they're buying eucalyptus drops.
Okay. terrible. Now, the Liverpool and Fairfield areas have got a new influx of police officers to obviously watch the area and make sure there's no bad things happening, which is good. New officers on the beat. So don't
on the beat?
That's what they call it, on the beat.
So are they rappers? They do the beat?
They beatbox into their telecom thing to the other officers.
Hebrew.
Anyway.
Now, traffic chaos in Fairfield. The lady of Rosary Catholic Primary School is calling out the problem of two residential buildings that are being planned to be built there in Western Street. The residents of the street are up in arms, which, as I say, will impact the safety of 700 students and parishioners. So there's two applications being made there, and they'll have about 100 cars being parked there.
That's too many.
Well, I think the council's written a bit too late on there. They've zoned it that way, so...
Yeah, but have they ever thought what's happened?
It's not the first time there's been a high-rise building built in Fairfield.
Won't be the last.
Just quietly.
Yeah, you won't... High-rise is not the way to go.
Well, it's the way it's gone.
It's the way they're going, though.
Yeah, maybe too late to build now.
That's because they're stupid.
High-rise is great if you've got the infrastructure, but the problem is what's happening across Sydney now is that there's not the infrastructure to support the high-rise.
But it's also... environmentally damaging to the environment.
Mm-hmm. If I lived in a four-bedroom house instead of a two-bedroom unit, I reckon I'd be more environmentally damaging.
Depends.
What about medium rise? Is that all right?
Nope.
Has to be single-story house?
We saw an incident this week where a house caught fire and wiped out three other houses,
wiped out the others. The house got up and wiped them out.
But
Mick, like, you don't
want...
The
fire started off in the...
So what's the smallest house you can have then, Mick? A terrace house? Is that
all
right?
You should have...
Granny flat?
I don't want a garden. I don't want a garden. Is that okay?
You need fresh air because you...
I've got fresh air. I'm happy with fresh air.
I don't want to maintain a garden.
But I don't want a garden. I'm happy for a garden as long as it's not mine.
We'll put you in jail and you don't have to do any gardening.
Don't want to go to jail.
Oh, they probably do gardening in jail.
Yeah, they probably make you do gardening in jail. I think that's the rumour I'm spreading.
Okay. Not a place for Glenn because it's gardening.
That's it. I'll be a good citizen now.
If they did the environmental study, it shows that people cannot live on top of each other.
They have to
have a bit of a space.
We've been doing it for decades.
Okay, Have a look at the Middle East. They're living on top of each other and looking at
the
That's
the way they do in Asia
are.
And they're getting on all right.
Very unstable.
Japan, have a look in
Singapore,
America,
Hong Kong,
the
they seem happy.
And all the other places, very unstable.
Yeah, because it can collapse.
No, very unstable.
Other than that, I don't think it's that thing to worry about.
I love my little unit and I don't want a garden.
You're not going anywhere.
Until the tunnel collapses again.
Oh, no.
Anyway, moving on.
That's it for the West,
I think.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Well, the news is the word's spreading, and it's not even just Australia wants in Eurovision now. Canada.
A beautiful country steeped in a rich musical history that includes the likes of Adams, Bieber, Young, Bublé, Shatner. And yet, we've been snubbed by that European sing-song competition thingy you guys lose your shit over. Our generous gift of Celine Dion alone should earn us an invite. And don't give me that crap about Canada not being part of the European family. You let in Australia and they're barely on the planet.
Never a truer word said there.
I'm always off the planet.
But if your argument is Celine Dion is your greatest gift to music, disqualification.
Yeah, that's not really a strong point about
but
Canada.
Then Bieber, disqualification.
So they'll have to
this is why Canada's never invited.
No. So that means they're going to have to change the name from Eurovision to World Vision.
I think there's World Vision's taken actually.
Yes. Oh, it's kind of a different cause there. Not really saving the world, are they?
Some call it Canada Vision.
Canada.
They want to get in.
They can do their own one.
Well, it was in China this week too. They're broadcasting to China, but Mengo TV, which obviously doesn't broadcast.
Mengo. Sounds delicious.
Sounds like a great TV station. I love mangoes.
What brand of mango?
Well, it's not a mango itself. It's a TV station by a name of Mengo. But they've apparently got into trouble because they've been censoring the broadcast.
Oh, really?
They've had a few problems. They took out of Ireland's performance because it included two male dancers being a gay couple. Oh. It blocked Albania's performance because there was tattoos on the singer. They blurred out rainbow flags. And the EBU, which runs the broadcast contest, said they will not be permitted to broadcast the rest of the contest because you cannot do that. It is not in line with their values of universality and inclusivity and celebrating diversity through music.
How's it not in line with
so
it?
Mango,
because they're basically cutting up the contest and taking out like parts of it. So you could either broadcast it in full or you don't broadcast it at all.
So Mango's
it's kind of, I think it's happened before, like when Russia says we don't want the Ukraine in or...
Right.
Then they can't broadcast it otherwise.
Okay. What were you going to say, Mick?
So Mango's gone off.
Oh, okay.
So Mango's gone off. So it wasn't the government making the decision. Apparently it was the TV station that made the decision because there's some conservative...
Where does Mango TV play from?
China.
China, all right.
Yeah.
Their investors probably didn't
want they don't.
Well, no, I think it's there's some conservative views in China and they're probably reflecting their audience there.
And they don't sing in Eurovision anyway, so why do they need them?
Well, there could be Eurovision Asia, which sounds like a contradiction in terms, really, doesn't it?
It should be Asia.
Asia Vision. That's probably taken
too. Well, who's the winner? That's a question, Steve. Who's your tip?
For Eurovision?
Mm.
The one who sings the best song.
Australia's ranked 12 according to the bookies.
I think Israel or Croatia.
Croatia?
Yeah. There were two very good songs.
I think Croatia actually is already out.
Oh, wow.
So that's a terrible tip.
Lucky I didn't bet then.
Oh, no, they're 13th. No, they're 13th.
So they're still in it?
According to the bookies, but Cyprus is the hot favourite.
Really?
We might find that later. And France in third.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Cyprus would be...
Cyprus Pine?
Cyprus would never have won this before.
Wow.
I think Cyprus has won anything, to be honest.
I want to hear their song now.
We'll have that later.
Yeah, I'll get to that later. I was looking up now.
We can just stop the whole show now. No.
No. We'll get to Cyprus later.
Other TV news.
Speaking of things ending, though, unfortunately, Brooklyn Nine-Nine has come to an end.
Not 999?
Only 5 seasons. Very funny show. It's currently screening on SBS Viceland. So you can still watch it for now.
Actually, when I first watched it, I thought it was actually... For the first comments, that's a stupid show. And it's actually quite funny.
It's a very funny show. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's one of the funniest US sitcoms in years.
Yeah. It's original one, too, which is good.
Did you watch the first episode of Roseanne, by the way?
Yeah.
It was weird. It was very political.
Very political and updated.
It was odd. It was like old. It was like the same, but odd. It was like Roseanne HD.
They just changed the names.
They crammed so much into the show, though. Politics, trans, everything.
They didn't realise they had another show to go, right?
Yeah, but didn't they do this last time when they had Roseanne?
I don't know, I never really... When I was a kid, I never noticed any of that stuff, but apparently they did.
Did they?
Yeah, apparently.
It's the same format.
Same format, just updated for today's time. Yeah.
Are they going to only have, with Roseanne, only two suit, having a season or just one or two episodes?
I reckon it'll come back.
It got renewed for a second season.
Oh, a season.
Yeah, it's an entire season.
Yeah. Wasn't sure.
Great show, though. It's very funny.
No, I don't watch it.
No?
No.
Okay. Speaking of other things, though, Ricky Ponting has signed a deal with Seven. Guess if people want to hear what he has to say about cricket.
Well, they need some cricket people, right?
He's your man. Well, that's... You'd like to think they have cricket with their new deal recently.
Yeah. Well, Warney, though, apparently isn't confirmed yet that he might be staying with Channel 9. Because Nine's got a bit of cricket still, right? They've got the World Cup playing up.
Remember, he's bad with teaching.
Well, he can still go. I reckon he'll go to Seven as well.
Now, big on 7:30 this week. Lee Sales has scored an exclusive with Hillary Clinton. I wonder what she'll be talking about. How she lost the election again? Can't wait to hear that.
She did. Talked about how she lost the election.
Do you know people pay $400 to hear this lady speak?
Did she really interview her though?
Yeah, she did.
Before
she did.
She
half
had
an
a book,
hour
didn't
it.
She? A book or something.
Yeah.
She did half an hour of it.
What's this one about?
Last week.
Oh, about her losing the election again.
Yeah. She did it this week.
Get over it. She lost. Move on.
Oh, sorry, no. It's about her life
in
politics.
It's been a year.
And, yeah. It's like the I lost the election tour.
It is.
Because of Whitewater.
Probably making more money out of, than Trump is actually at the moment.
Oh, yeah, of course. Trump's got bigger problems.
He's got to run the world and she's got to write a slow book.
Hey, Trump's got something good coming up, though. His date with Kim Jong-un, right?
Oh, he does, yeah.
Yeah.
June 13th.
He'll fix one problem and cause another one.
Yeah.
Well, I think the date was... Yeah, June 13th, I think, or 15th.
If Lee Sells interviews Donald Trump now, that would be something to watch.
Oh. What gets me is they talk about giving him a Nobel Prize for peace.
Nobel Peace Prize, yeah.
But the president before him got a Nobel Prize for peace and he did nothing else. He just got in.
He
just
said he was going to be peaceful, though.
Yeah.
He just got elected.
Well, Trump might actually deserve it, then. There you go.
He deserves something else.
If he can bring.
Well, apart from that, he wants to cause war in Iran, but anyway.
Well, you
make one peace, you cause another.
Steps, that's what I just said.
Yeah, that makes sense, but, you know. Either way.
Back to TV.
Yeah. Yeah, Gruen in a lot of trouble this week, I hear. Apparently, because of crowds getting screamed at by Will Anderson for not laughing at jokes.
Well, you should laugh at jokes, really. If you're an audience, what was the audience thinking?
I feel like, was he doing it in a joking manner, or was he...
Probably frustrated.
Well, he's not very funny. Sorry. He's not very funny.
He's funny sometimes.
He is sometimes, but... Is this in the case like the Tonightly where you pretend to laugh at jokes, which I assume...
To be fair, I tried to get tickets to go to Gruen this week.
Yeah, I know.
They're sold out.
I think
so. Clearly yelling at your audience isn't affecting your ticket sales.
So how much to be fair, charging for ticket sales?
Nothing. It's the ABC.
Yeah,
ABC.
Yeah, but you can't say sales. They're giving them away. Ticket giveaway.
Ah, oh, yeah, maybe, Mick.
Yeah, it's a giveaway.
To be fair, I reckon they might start charging soon. The way the ABC's budget cuts are going.
They need money now.
Well, apparently they need money. But controversially, they've got a $78 million cut to their budget over 4 years or something.
You freeze their funds, though, isn't that what's happening?
Yeah, that's how he did it. And yeah. That means...
Well, this is the thing. It wasn't cut. It just wasn't increased by indexation. Yeah. And I think that's a bit misleading in a way, too, because like every government department gets cuts every year automatically because they have an efficiency dividend, which the ABC is exempt from. So... Being frozen, maybe not really a cut for the ABC. It's just that the government keeps cutting spending across the board.
That's a good name for that's a good name for a movie, Frozen.
Mm. It is a movie.
Well, their big funding comes up next year, so they're going to have to try to... And the other bit the ABC I kind of has misstepped on, the government said that they weren't going to renew funding in the budget for a plan they had for 3 years for the news division.
But the ABC...
But the government has said they may still renew it. They've just got to put an application in.
Mm. But okay. Labor said...
Put an application in.
Put an application in. We'll fill out the form, guys. Come on.
But Bill said he'd...
I think that was just trying to soften the blow, maybe.
Yeah, but Bill said he'd fix him up. He wouldn't take...
He has to say that, so he gets votes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Well, because you've got to give the ABC some more money.
No, yeah, I don't think he's going to.
He'll give him more money.
What do you...
Well, Labor did last time. Yes, they did with the multi-channeling and a lot of funding. They gave them increased funding. Then the other government takes it away.
Mm.
But the ABC's... But the Labor Party's taken it away before. It's, you know, it's easy money to take away. Okay. But it's probably a big question whether they should even get lots of government money. There's probably a big question there these days that they should still...
Mm.
Can't they find ways to raise revenue? Put ads on there?
No. That's what ABC's about.
They do put ads. They've got a commercial division.
They sell ads already, like, you know, cookbooks and the B1 and B1 bananas.
Through their own shops.
They close the shops down.
But they've got a commercial venture, don't they? ABC commercial or whatever.
Yeah.
So they do make money.
I think that actually for their independence, they probably should start considering taking some sponsorship.
No, not taking any.
I think so. I think these days you
want a place where you can go to watch TV where you don't get ads.
Well, you should pay for it.
No, we do pay for it with our taxes.
You want to pay for anything.
We pay for it with our taxes through GST and all the other things are taken up.
Yeah,
that's who pays for the ABC.
Yeah, but not everyone watches the ABC. That's
the
problem.
You used to have to buy a license. And they used to come around and check if you had
TV.
That's
like the BBC do that, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what we need here.
They don't do it anymore.
TV license.
They do it in the UK
still. They
used
to have a TV license, a radio license here.
We should have a TV license.
Go back to 1950s.
Well, the UK still does it.
Yeah. It's big in the UK. They make quite...
It doesn't really work, though, because obviously with online and all that stuff, because it's very complicated.
And to be fair, not many people are watching TV as much.
But the ABC's got to consider what's going to be independent more from, the commercial sector or the government, because if the government's going to keep cutting their funding, are they really independent of the government?
I think the government.
I think that's more the concern. If you want a democracy, you've got to consider the question more fundamentally. Is there a way, like, the BBC sells advertising on their services overseas? Could they do that?
And they're fine.
They seem to survive.
They make quite a big money. So.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a poison chalice. I don't like advertising either. I'd rather not watch it, but...
Really,
if the government's going to keep cutting your funding,
taking your money out of your taxes to pay for it, you deserve the best.
Yeah, but the government's funding, this is the problem.
Pretty good. And when you
start taking
money out, when you start taking money out, their quality of services goes down.
Yeah,
Just like Telstra.
They could pay a few people a bit less, though.
Yeah.
Nah.
Give that back to the ABC.
Yeah, could do that.
We will ask the politicians to take a tax cut of 50%. No, that's what they deserve.
Yeah, well, okay. I think we're being false equivalencies there, but nonetheless. Josh Thomas, too, getting a new TV show.
Yeah, in the US, I hear.
Everything's going to be okay.
So he's gone from please like me to everything's
going to be okay. Yuck. Can't stand.
Did anyone actually like him at the end of the last one?
I don't know. I stopped watching after the first season, to be honest.
I never even watched him. I saw him on Saturday and I thought,
his show was all right, but...
It's crap.
Well, it was critically acclaimed, but yeah.
He won awards around the world. So.
But he didn't win the most coveted TV prize, the Mad Mick Logie.
No, the Mad Mac.
The Mad Mac Logie.
Mad Mac Crap Logie.
Oh, you got that one. You got the, okay.
That can be a new category, I think.
Mm. Now, an interesting show coming on from Channel 9 next week. They're going to have Eat Well for Less.
Oh.
So apparently they're going to have a show where they're going to go for your fridge and teach you how to make.
Is this that new $40 a day that I'm
kidding? Yes, actually it could be for the new start people that haven't got their money increased. Actually, that's a good point. Yes, that's actually, they should watch this actually. If you're on $40 a day, you may want to watch this. So it's for cash-strapped, time-poor families, and they're going to tell you they're going to do things like, you know, take all the brands off your food and figure out that you don't have to spend money on like brand-name foods and eat healthy food. And
you have to find healthy food to buy first.
Well, that's what they're going to do on the show.
You have to find healthy food easy.
I don't know who's going to advertise on the show, though.
I've been eating these breakfast foods. I bought all these different boxes of breakfast food made by a certain company. It's crap. All of
these
is crap. Cereal.
Don't buy cereal. It's crap.
I love
oats.
Cereal.
Oh, that's all I used to eat.
Oats. Are boring.
Oats are good. You put banana in there, Glenn. Put like...
The way you make oats is you do your bit of salt, put your water in. You can put cinnamon. You can put any herbs in. You can put different flavourings in. Sultanas.
Yeah, sultanas are good.
Anyway.
Dry fruit.
Moving on from MasterChef Mick Edition. But,
moving on from MasterChef 2, though.
But you were just talking about the...
Yeah, we know.
From MasterChef Mick to sorry, Mick, I could not listen.
That's all right, MM. I'm an M&M.
You're an M&M?
No, MMM. Master Mad Mick.
Yes. To My Kitchen Rules, I believe. They had their final this week.
Did someone win?
They did win.
Who cares?
Alex and Emily.
Who cares?
Apparently millions of people that watched it, Mick, cares.
Apparently it's a very popular show.
Yeah, so I hear. I haven't still not watched an episode, but I hear it's very popular.
I always get sick.
Harry Anu was saying on this one, he reckons the show should get back to its roots and start having people that can actually cook. I thought it was a bit harsh.
Well, he's kind of right, because it's more about characters.
It's full about drama, right? It's like, you know.
It's about the characters.
What gets me is every time I see it, and see any part of it, because it's all shot in Eberly, and that's where I used to work, and I think, waste of Eberly.
Now, in the UK, Jeremy Clarkson's got a new gig. Obviously, he got kicked off his... got a new motoring show. Then they decided, why don't we put him on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Now, they've got this new Ask a Lifeline, which is really handy, I think. Ask the Lifeline is Ask the Host.
Oh, that's good.
So it should be really helpful, right? The host has the answer to the question.
Tells you stuff.
Should be straightforward and simple, right?
You have to think this is a £16,000 question.
Yeah.
So it seems a bit obvious it's Barry something. I'm afraid I am no use to you. It's not just because you're a policeman woman.
Okay.
I'm genuinely of no use to you. The art is just not one of the things that ever sticks in my head. If it had been about Turner, maybe I could have helped you, but not agree. So...
So next time, don't ever ask the host, because he doesn't seem to know anything.
But he's the one who asks the question, isn't he? So he should have the answer.
I think he can't know the answer. He doesn't know the answer either. It doesn't come up on his screen. I don't think Eddie Maguire's going to do this on his show because it would be really embarrassing.
No, he doesn't look more stupid.
But look, I think it ruins the whole vibe of the show. If you ask the host, it kind of feels like...
It's kind of like cheating, insider trading.
Well, no, I don't think... I just think it's like it ruins the credibility of the host where he says, I lost, because then it's I lost because you got the question wrong.
Yeah, and you're
like,
meant to be
I asked you, like, you're meant to be the smart guy with the questions.
Yeah, that's right. That's like asking...
You can't ask a question without an answer.
Well, yeah. That's like on... all the other game shows.
Yeah. I was like when they had Silent Century and the guy rang up like from the phone later going, mate, you got it wrong again. Come on, get
like
it right.
It's like asking the beast on the chase what the answer is, you know.
Ask the beast.
That's good. Maybe that's it.
So that I don't think it's going to be a very popular thing in the future, I don't think.
They won't bring it back.
No one's ever going to say it's going to stay there, but I don't think it's going to be the option.
Unless it sits in the car and drives around asking questions.
Car question, yes.
Yeah. Now, last week we were talking about how Family Feud was done. Now, Grant, this week Grant Denyer confirmed it. It is done, yeah. He said he's
getting, what do you mean?
It will be back.
You reckon?
We came back last time. They killed it off, right?
Oh, yeah, they killed it off. Family Feud. New Family Feud.
That's right. But I forgot about Bert's Family Feud. Yeah, good point.
They killed it off. Right. Fantastic.
Didn't they do that with like Wheel of Fortune and Presses, right, and everything? Like
that. They probably have Wheel of Fortune next. I think that's my tip.
They bring back Presses, right? Give it back to Larry, and then.
Wow, that'd be great. Wheel of Fortune needs to come back. I love Wheel of Fortune when I was young.
Yeah,
the wheel. Just
like, it'll be a virtual wheel this time, though. Because
no, you got to have the old fashioned wheel.
This is 2019.
Oh, yeah.
2018.
2019 already, Mick. Oh, my God, you're in the future.
I'm a time traveler.
Now, talking about the future, Kyle Stefanovic, he had a message for Israel Folau this week.
He's walking the line. When he posted that video yesterday, I think it went from a man responding to a question about his beliefs to provocation and even persecution. Now, life for many is tough, Israel. You've had your challenges, your struggles. We all have. So please bear this in mind. What about that young person at rugby?
Provocation, really?
Kind of, yes,
but
I
no.
I feel like how Carl's the one saying, what about these other people, when he's usually the first one to speak before he thinks. So.
But Israel Ferrell's thinking before he posts this, right?
I think it's right, what he just said.
Mm. Yeah. Makes
spot
sense.
Spot on.
I don't know. I don't agree with Israel Ferrell, but I don't really...
I've noticed a common theme, though. When something controversial happens, it's always Carl that has something wise or
knowledgeable
to say, you know? I feel like that's...
He's wise.
All the Carls I know never banned.
Now, Heasy has a problem, and the Show Me the Movie is coming back for more seasons.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently they're doing very well, I hear. Yeah. I still have not watched that movie one, but I hear it's quite good. Have you seen it?
I saw bits of it.
I've only seen the ads for it.
Rove.
I don't mind Rove.
I like Rove. Yeah.
He's all right. It just depends on the guests that they have. I might have to check it out. I do like movies. But
remember, Rove...
You are the movie person.
I like game shows. So.
Remember, Rove come from community TV.
He does. It's so
which you don't have anymore in Sydney.
Oh.
And also, last week, tonight finished this week, Steve, too. And they had a really interesting purchase at Russell Crowe's auction this week.
After our segment, Russell Crowe himself tweeted... I am planning now on how to best use the John Oliver money. Given he's often shown genuine love for Australians and Australia, it's got to be something special. Which is absolutely incredible, mainly because, as far as I'm aware, I've never shown genuine love for Australians or Australia.
Wow, that's a bit harsh, John Oliver. Thanks for listening. But he basically brought the groin protector for the Blockbuster video store, the last Blockbuster video stores in America and Alaska.
Oh, wow.
And they basically put it up there. And then apparently then Russell Crowe then gave the money to a Koala Chlamydia Award.
For John Oliver, yeah.
For John Oliver, and that's how
apparently that was his life's goal for the program.
And that was it. He was done. He's dusted. He wasn't coming back. But then he remembered he had two seasons to go.
Yeah, that's
and they're
it.
Paying him lots of money.
But the thing is, people believe that the show was ending. That was it. People are stupid.
People are generally stupid, yes.
Yeah, right.
Sucked in.
I guess people are suckers, aren't they?
But it's good that he's doing something for koala chlamydia. I think that's quite good for...
Yeah, it's a cause that needs more awareness.
That's it.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Well, our premier has promised $20 million to fix the problems up in psych centres because there's not enough beds, not enough people. Or not
good
enough
idea.
People, not enough people to look after the people who are in trouble.
Right.
And $20 million does nothing. She can spend $2.5 billion on stadiums, but she can't spend any more on people's health with psychological problems. And... this is a growing problem, and we're bringing more and more people in from overseas, and this problem will even get greater. $20 million? I think it should...
And also people being born as well. There'll be more people being born.
I think it should be $2.5 billion and get rid of the
$2.5 billion for mental health services does seem a bit excessive.
No, they took out two... you have a look at what they sold up. You have a look at what they sold up of the mental health system, and they made... billions of dollars out of it.
But the system wasn't brilliant, though, right, either. There was flaws in that system as well.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Like, it segregated them from the community. They weren't engaged in the community, and that's not
a
great outcome
either. Yeah, but
that doesn't
work either. Some of the things they did didn't work. Mm. And they didn't even admit they did wrong. So they just left the people out on the streets. Most of the homeless people, half of them have mental problems.
Right. So how do you solve it, Mick, apart from just putting more money? Is it getting them off the streets into some accommodation, or is it...
Putting them off into society, keep them away from society in their own little world, and they'll be very enjoy it. And have them safe and looked after.
Yeah, would be nice.
They should be looked after, which I think is good.
And research should be done into restoring people's mental...
But also the government, I think the federal budget also announced extra help for... mental health as well. I think there was extra money in the budget for that as well.
Which budget?
In the federal budget as well, they announced
how
more
much
money.
Did they give?
Exactly, but it was more money. There's never enough for that.
It's money on bloody...
Yeah, but... You go to the stadium, you'd be happy.
It doesn't keep me happy because I never go to the stadium. Yeah, we Steve keep, doesn't yeah. go to the stadium.
Oh, sometimes, not all the time.
You don't get the people going to the stadium 7 days a week, 24 hours
no,
a day.
No, I do, yeah. Well, when the stadium's already built, it doesn't be silly to knock it down again. That's kind of true. But then I still don't understand why they're knocking down a stadium they built 10 years ago.
It's 10 years
20 old. Years ago, actually, they built it.
Where's our heritage? You go to Europe, you see all these old... You see the Colosseum. They didn't knock that down. That's over 1,000
Well, actually, I think that if it was...
You go to Paris...
There's heritage at the Colosseum?
Yeah. I don't know. I've been to Homebush, and there's no heritage there, to be honest.
You go to Paris. You go to Paris and see all the old...
The Homebush Heritage Trail is not a really thing I've heard of much lately.
But you also got frogs there. Homebush. Very endangered frogs called bell frogs.
Oh, yeah.
Poor frogs.
Poor frogs. Yeah. I don't care. Sorry.
What happens to the frogs?
You start destroying things, you lose your frogs. This is the first
part. Once you lose the frogs, Steve.
That's the first part of your environment goes down, everything goes down with it.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
Save the frogs. Save the frogs.
Is that it for Mick? Or?
You got anything else to make you mad this week apart from saving the frogs, Mick?
Oh, yeah, got plenty.
Nothing you want to talk about, though?
Later on.
Okay, we'll wait. Next week.
I'll give it for Ron, later on.
All right.
We've got some movie stuff next. Yeah. This is The Wild West.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Okay, well, because you're very supportive, you're patriotic.
Why is that? That wasn't the best song, though, right?
No, it was not.
Was it the best performance?
Yes.
There was some Turkish delight there.
Dearie me.
Terrible, Mick. You couldn't help it.
Are you watching Eurovision tomorrow now?
No, I'm not going to watch it. No, no. But still to come, we've got Denmark. Oh, exciting.
Denmark.
How was Denmark? Were they good? We'll see how we go.
I don't know.
And then Azerbaijan, maybe, if we have time. But.
Yeah.
That's the hot contender.
We'll keep you.
They've actually hosted Eurovision once, I think.
Oh, did they?
They actually won.
It's the winner who wins Eurovision hosted. Yeah. Except Australia, if they win it.
I reckon if we win it, they should hold it at Liverpool.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
The stand of the Whitlam Centre.
2GLF. At 2GLF, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, where else
are
they going?
We'll start
Opera House or anything.
No. Maybe they can go to the Coliseum or something.
Or maybe Dubbo might put a bit in again. They're going for the Logies.
Elvis lives there, isn't it?
Yeah, does he? Maybe. Probably. At a hamburger joint.
You know, Graceland, Dubbo.
Yeah, it sounds very similar.
All right.
Chalk cheese.
Speaking movies, though. Yes, the Sydney Film Festival is fast approaching in a month's time.
So. You didn't watch any movies this week, did you, Steve?
No, I didn't, but okay.
So that's what we're talking about.
The program for the Sydney Film Festival was announced this week, so I feel like maybe we should touch on that a little bit.
Any good movies they got this year?
Oh, of course.
You were impressed last year.
I was impressed. Last year they had some really good movies, actually. The best one was the fake documentary about the Russian president, which I thought was really funny. It was a guy playing the president, and the documentary.
Did he look like Putin?
He did. It was meant to be based on Putin. Obviously, he didn't use the same name, but they played him as a big idiot, and it was like a mockumentary, which was pretty funny.
They could have changed it to Russia to America as well, couldn't they?
Is Putin really an idiot, though?
I don't know. Never met him.
They could have done it to America, and they wouldn't know the difference.
No, I think they were going for a more ethnic thing than American.
Yeah, but Putin and Trump are both very similar type people.
Are they?
I don't know, different hairstyles.
Yeah, very similar.
I don't know.
They like having their power. They're very both corrupt.
But about this year's film festival, though, Sydney Film Festival, starting 6th of June, there's quite a lot of films, actually. 120 films in total.
That's a lot.
A lot of films to watch. 57 documentaries, though.
Are they? How long are the shortest ones, and how long is the longest one?
You've stumped me, Mick. I did not know.
Yes, the stats we didn't really pick up on before.
I'm going to have to check those statistics and bring it
back. We'll get back to you next week on that.
There'll also be a couple of world premieres as well.
World premieres.
There'll be some.
Sorry, I'm a bit deaf.
Films from Cairns Film Festival as well in there. There'll be some local ones. There'll be some international.
VR, virtual reality too.
Virtual reality, that's right. And it's going to be all over the places, you know.
Is there going to be any unreality?
Depends on what.
Yeah, virtually.
They'll be in cinemas around Sydney. Obviously, there's going to be some films at the Casula Powerhouse as well. So, locally here, you'll be able to check some out.
State Theatre?
Might have to check them out as well. Certain places, Mick, around the
State Theatre?
CBD. Lots of places, Mick. Let's just put it that way.
There'll be short films, film for women, youth, family, animation, Mick. There'll be many, many others.
I went to one film festival and they had a documentary on sexual transmitted diseases.
Wow.
Sounds
and they come
unusual.
They came on with the symptoms and I called out, "Oh no!" Mm-hmm. And everyone cracked up.
Terrible.
Don't sell any tickets to me.
There's also going to be panels as well with directors and actors and industry types. So it's
any highlights you're thinking at the moment, Steve?
I love a good foreign film. I do. I really do. Like I said, last year was very good with the mockumentary of the president. So,
so you're looking for a mockumentary that's foreign?
Yeah, I do like mockumentaries, but I'm sure there's going to be good Australian content as well. I will let you know in a month's time when it begins. Yeah.
Any other movies out?
I'm sure there was, because last week I did talk about Avengers.
There's a new one. Let's see. Star Wars one?
Out? The Han Solo one. Yeah. Solo one. I have not. Is that out yet?
It's supposed to be coming out this week or next week.
It's probably next week, but I will watch that because I do. I don't mind Star Wars. It's all right. I'm not sure.
I like the Wookiee.
Oh, Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewbacca, yeah.
Yes, okay. Hey, Glenn, what about you? Any movies?
Well, Mad Bazza has sent through a bit of a clip here, actually.
First Mad Bazza one.
Apparently, if you are going to the movies, though, apparently there is a worrying amount of bacteria in the cinema.
Oh.
From soft drinks to cinema seats.
Apparently, but I won't be drinking in order to lick
10,000 times the level of bacteria that is acceptable that are in seat fabric and cup holders and the drinks. So next time you go there.
Thank you, Baz. I'll bring my hand sanitizer.
Bring your hand sanitizer.
Do you know how long hand sanitizer lasts for?
But it's probably true because, like, it's always that dark. You don't know how clean it is, right?
Yeah, and I don't know how often they clean it as well.
And you never see the lights on, so you kind of go,
Who knows what's going on in cinemas?
It can be very fun. Any good fun in cinemas?
I think that's all for the show this week.
Yeah, that's it.
It's going to be a sunny day, 20 degrees. Track work this weekend, too.
Yeah, so if you're traveling by train, don't.
Between Fairfield and Glenfield.
Where from? Where?
From Fairfield to Glenfield and Campbelltown.
Oh, that's all. Because I saw that when I was riding my motorbike.
I think Bankstown as well.
When I was riding my motorbike, I saw a bus going out to the Anzac Parade.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.